from right to left in our opening quarter of play. So we're about ready for high school football. Glad to have you aboard wherever you may be. It's the first round of the state playoffs. It's here. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll take a look at all the teams in the Gainesville and Ocala area throughout the night, but let's get this one underway first. Josue Blanco, a senior, will kick it off from the 40-yard line. He's actually going to move the football over to the near hash. Celtics have three players back deep on the goal line. On the near side for Trinity Catholic is Cameron Thompson. In the middle of the field, just trying to check a number here. On the far side, I can tell you it's Robert Rivers Jr., but just trying to check a number on the near side. I believe that is Robert Rim, number seven, in the middle. Here comes the kick, end over end, a good kick, and it's going to go into the end zone for a touchback. So the Celtics will begin first and 10 from their own 20-yard line, moving right to left in the opening quarter. We'll play four 12-minute quarters to determine who will move on to the next round of the state playoffs. And we'll see the Celtics quarterback, Chris Doty, who has done a good job filling in for the injured Miller. 14 of 27, 154 yards, has completed right at 52% of his passes. But again, it's that ground game for the Celtics that will be the key. Leading the way, Robert Rivers Jr. with 808 yards rushing. Thompson next with 498 and King with 430. He did mention Schofield. Schofield just hasn't carried the ball that many times. Nine carries, but he's averaging 8.9 yards per carry. And the Celtics working out of the pistol will run the football and running off right tackle. That's Robert Rivers Jr. Jr. is going to take it. Rivers Jr. rather is going to take it across the 25 up to the 26-yard line. So that's a gain of six on first down for Robert Rivers.
And that was a great blocking by the right side right there, Mike.
And Coach noted in the pregame it was the left tackle that they have a new player in there. Michael Tarquin is injured, not playing tonight. Noah Smith is in for the Celtics, who are going to run the football again as Robert Rivers Jr. He is hit at the line of scrimmage but able to fall forward for five, maybe Robert 2 yards. So it's been Rivers on the first two carries. And this carry up to the 28-yard line.
Yeah, Lakeland Christian definitely closed the hole quick on that play.
So the Celtics with a third and two coming up. Let's see what they draw up here on their first offensive possession of the game. Trinity Catholic got off to such a great start against Trinity Prep. They led 21-0 in their last game. This time they work out of the I formation, and Doty will hand it off. Rivers running right, gets to the outside. He's got the first down as he takes the ball up to the 35-yard line. So Robert Rivers Jr., Robert Rivers Jr., Robert Rivers Jr. Heavy dose so far on this first drive, and actually the official spot will be the 34-yard line for Trinity Catholic.
And the coach said earlier that he was a power back, but that was definitely some finesse and some moves to get to the outside there.
Doty will work with two receivers to his left, and he fumbles the football, able to pick it up. I think he may have had a knee on the ground when he picked it up. The whistle did blow, and it will be a loss on the play of one. Just underway, no score. 10:24 to play, opening quarter. And the Celtics with a second down and 11 from their own 33-yard line. The lone setback. That's actually Thompson running left to the 35, up to the 40 and across the 40-yard line. Good strong running there by Cameron Thompson, the 5'10 junior.
Absolutely. He was hit at the 38-yard line and carried it a couple of defenders to the 41.
So that's a gain of eight. And a more manageable third down coming up for the Celtics, moving right to left. Third down and three for Trinity Catholic. From the near hash, Doty under center. Toss sweep as he pitches it back to Thompson running right. But good pursuit by the Vikings. We do have a flag on the play that could be for a face mask. We'll see. But it's actually a loss on the play back to the 39-yard line. Let's check the penalty. Losses back to the 39. Could also be a hold as well, but no, it is a five-yard incidental face mask.
That'll be a face mask on the Vikings.
So that will keep the drive alive. Boy, they've benefited there. Would have been fourth down instead. New life for the Celtics offense as the ball is moved to the 44-yard line. So Trinity Catholic operating from the far hash, moving right to left, opening quarter. No score, but the Celtics converting a couple of first downs. Doty under center. Lone setback is Thompson, who gets the call. Running between the tackles, big hole. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. To the outside, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Trinity Catholic.
That was a great job by the right side, opening up a big hole for the running back. And with his speed, there was no catching him tonight.
A 56-yard touchdown run by Cameron Thompson. So, 6-0 Celtics. Now pending the extra point here. And the kick is through the uprights. The kick is good by Tanner Riggs. Good start here at home. Nine 14 to play in the first quarter already, 7-0 Celtics.